Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Gene Humphrey joins us. He's the president of International Tech Solutions and an expert on China for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted after many years to welcome back to the program Gene Humphrey. He's the president of International Tech Solutions. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
Do you have an elevator pitch when somebody at a cocktail party says, "What does your company do?" What do you tell them in a minute or 30 seconds?
What I basically tell them is that what we do is we manufacture material that's used in making computer chips, and it's used in the making of almost every chip that's made in the world today. And what it's used for is to increase the yield or the profitability of companies who manufacture chips.
And when you started, your first client was a really small one.
Oh,
Intel, right?
First client was really Intel, yeah, right. We developed the material for Intel because there was a technology shift, and the opening in the technology nodes allowed us to introduce this new technology. And then it's now become the standard in the industry, and everyone uses the technology that manufactures a chip. We control the technology with 54 international patents, and we primarily manufacture in the United States. We manufacture some in Japan, a little bit in Korea, and we're establishing a manufacturing operation in China.
You're kind of the MIT of Reno.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say that.
No, but I mean, it's very high-tech stuff.
It's fairly high-tech, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're being modest,
yeah.
And extremely critical.
Right. It is very profitable for companies to use the material. But it's once you know the technology, it's a fairly simple technology, but it's almost impossible to reverse engineer. So when we say it's simple, it is to us,
right.
But not so much for other companies who try to reverse engineer it.
For people that want to know more, just Google International Tech Solutions and look at the website,
right.
And they will be able to understand, if they understand engineering,
right.
A whole lot more.
Yes.
So let me talk to you about one of the main reasons I wanted you to come on and talk about this. The majority of your business is in Southeast Asia, correct?
Yeah, about 80% of our business is in Southeast Asia.
Is that because most of the manufacturing is done in Southeast Asia?
Most of the manufacturing is done in Southeast Asia. So Taiwan, probably the largest manufacturing area, followed by Korea and then Japan. The Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia do a lot of the testing, and then China now is evolving to their own manufacturing dominance.
Okay, so let's take the big one first. So China, how difficult was it to operate in China?
It hasn't been very difficult for us to get operations in China, because most of the operations were established either by the Taiwanese companies or U.S. companies. And China really helped fund the development of their technology through the balance of payments. If you read their five-year plans, 2005, 2010, they invested $800 billion of funds just in semiconductor technology. And that came all from the balance of payments between the United States and China. 2010, 2015, they invested $1 trillion from the balance of payments. And 2015, 2020, it'll go back down to $600 billion. By 2025, then they say they will not need any further investment, and they'll be totally self-sufficient.
All right, what do you mean when you say balance of payment?
When we sell to China prior to the tariff dispute that they're having right now, they charged us 17.5% tax. And they would take that tax and use that to develop their own industries.
Okay.
And so that was used for Micron, Intel, everyone who sold anything into China. Equipment for semiconductor manufacturing all had to pay that 17.5% tax.
That sounds like a huge tax. And when people normally talk about Asia, they talk about that it's much more cost effective to manufacture in Asia than it is to do so in the United States.
It was more cost effective to manufacture in Asia when you could have employees who worked for $100 a month and you had them lined up outside the building. Recently, I mean, we're probably up to about $600, $700 a month for unskilled employees in China. So what has also happened in the semiconductor industry, you see almost no employees inside a manufacturing facility. So I think what you'll see is those facilities start to migrate back to the United States simply because there's no advantage from the cost of labor.
Okay, and so what you're talking about is robotic technology.
Right, mm-hmm.
But still, a 700% increase in the cost of labor
makes a big difference.
Was huge.
Right.
But the other side of that coin is, you know, it's hard to even fathom a $1 trillion investment by a country in a technology.
That's in just 5 years.
Right.
So you're talking about several $1 trillion to develop their semiconductor industry there. And so when they spoke to us about establishing manufacturing, their presentation was, you tell us what kind of facility you want, we'll build it for you, and you can occupy it and manufacture there for 10 years without significant cost to you. And so when any of the major companies, Intel, Texas Instruments, Micron, any of these companies went over, they got huge subsidies from China to build manufacturing facilities there. But what the Chinese were basically doing is establishing their own technology base. By having the U.S. companies or Korean or Japanese companies establish manufacturing in China, they would train employees to work in those plants. Well, in 10 years, then those employees could operate Chinese-owned facilities. And that we've seen happen over the past decades.
And that's been the bottom line for everything from manufacturing to gaming. We look at Macau, for example, and the major U.S. companies that operate, Nevada companies that operate in Macau. But as we look at the relicensing that's going to come up in 2022, the conversation in the industry is that they better have Chinese partners.
Yes.
Otherwise, they're going to have some problems perhaps renewing their licenses despite the multi-billion-dollar investments they've made.
Yes, that's correct. The Chinese want to be totally self-sufficient.
It's also interesting that you brought up the fact that Taiwanese companies introduced you into China. So despite the differences between Taiwan and China, there is obviously some kind of working relationship.
Oh, huge working relationship. When the semiconductor industry was established in China, most of the plants were manufactured by Taiwanese. The Taiwanese managed all of those facilities. And now what we see is this nationalist trend taking place in China. And I'll go to manufacturing sites in China. And the first thing they say is, oh, we now have a China manager, not a Taiwanese manager or not a U.S. manager. They're very upfront about they want to have China managers.
You know, it's interesting. I remember years ago, for those that don't know, I was a TV weatherman for 23 years. And at one of the weather conferences, I was talking to somebody who was selling weather equipment. And they said the fun thing about working with the Chinese was that if they ordered something, they didn't just order it for one province. They ordered it for every province because of the communist nature of the country. Is that still the way that China operates, that they're looking at the big picture?
Oh, China has always looked at the big picture. You know, many of the manufacturing sites, what they call free trade zones or manufacturing sites, they built those without having any customers for them. And then when you would go to visit with them, they'd say, here's this facility, it's empty, it's available for your use, we built it exactly for you, and companies move directly in.
All right, we're going to take a break. This is so fascinating. We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Gene Humphrey. He's the president of International Tech Solutions, and as I suggested, if you would like to know more about the company, Google International Tech Solutions, and you'll be fascinated by what you find there. But we're talking about Southeast Asia, China in particular. Do you talk to our United States senators and congressmen about what's going on? Because it seems to me that when China is making trillion-dollar investments over a five-year period and hundreds of billions of dollars of investment in other periods, that we're going to get left behind.
Well, China will be independent by 2025. I have no doubt.
2025.
And they want to supply their own middle class, their own population, with their own production. And so you have to view China as being an independent country that doesn't need U.S. technology or foreign technology. That's the Chinese way, and that's always been their plan to operate that way. I try to stay out of the politics, and so I tend not to talk to congressmen and senators. You know, they kind of have their own understanding of what the world is, and I try to operate more in the commercial side. And you know, you to operate in China, you can't be very political because it's extremely dangerous. So, you know, we just stay out of politics.
As you look at the new technologies like 5G, for example, autonomous vehicles, these are things that engineers are going to be are heavily involved in, are going to continue to be heavily involved in. Do you see, you know, at 2025 that China suddenly just zooms off and the United States is now going to be importing Chinese technology because that's where it's going to be generated from?
Well, the 5G technology, so there's some confusion in what 5G is. Already today...
Please explain to me, because I've been trying to get Rob Roy on this show and that's been impossible. So help me.
So we already have what's called 5G. The consumer talks about 5G and modems, but that really relates to the frequency. They use a 5 gigahertz frequency for modems, and we've had that in the United States for quite a number of years.
But this is fifth-generation telephone
so
technology.
So this is fifth. Now, what we talk about in 5G, which they also talk about 5G, is being fifth-generation cell phone technology. So what we've had is first-generation, which was basically analog technology and operated at 600 megahertz, I think, something like that. Then we came with 800 megahertz, a little higher frequency, a little more data could be transmitted. The higher frequencies you get, the more data you can pack onto a frequency band. And so cell phone technologies incorporate all of the older legacy technologies, which transmit longer distances. So a low frequency will transmit long distances. It'll penetrate walls. You can receive inside your building. As you go to higher and higher frequencies, the ability to penetrate a wall becomes less, and the distance of transmission becomes less. And so you'll have to build new cell towers with new technology to be able to do that. So it's just not adding additional bands to a cell phone, but it's also all of the cell towers and everything else that goes with it. Now, will the U.S. be left behind? I don't think the U.S. will be left behind. The technology it's really a matter of who manufactures it. Huawei has been manufacturing, ZTE has been manufacturing in China. They do that primarily because it's cheaper to transmit by wireless technology than to dig underground and put cables in and fiber optic cables all over the country. So you can set up in undeveloped countries the 5G technology and transmit, I think it's 20 times more data than you can currently transmit today just by using the 5G frequencies.
But that makes it go over shorter distances, then you have to just build more cell towers to be able to compensate.
Yes, and so like in rural areas, like in rural Nevada, you probably won't see 5G technology maybe in your lifetime.
Really?
In cities like in New York or Chicago and places like that where they're doing the testing on 5G, where they can put up these little micro cell towers all over, then 5G will work very well. Well, that's where the majority of your customers are also. So from a commercial standpoint, you know, it makes sense to deploy 5G in the cities. But they're already talking about 7G and 8G, so they'll add more more frequency bands to the technology. And so all of these things change, you know, every year or two there's a new technology that comes out. So will the U.S. be stuck not having a fully deployable 5G? I doubt it. You already see AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint are all into 5G and 5G technology.
And AT&T in Nevada is promoting it in the Las Vegas area. They've got a phone, but there's no, to my knowledge, 5G service available at this point in time.
Yeah, that's right. I think the only 5G service that I know is being tested is maybe Austin, Texas, and New York, and Chicago.
But do you feel that this will be a revolution in terms of the people who are able to utilize this technology?
I think it's an important move. For like self-driving vehicles and things like that, you're going to need that amount of data. You need much more data to be able to operate self-driving vehicles than what you're currently able to do on your cell service.
All right, let's take a break. More with Gene Humphrey. Fascinating conversation when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Gene Humphrey. He's the president of International Tech Solutions. Going back to talking about China. So a few years ago, not that many years ago, 60 Minutes did a piece on cities that were being built in China that had no people living in them. And from what you're talking about with this manufacturing side, it seems that they are building the infrastructure ahead of the need, but once that need is there, they are totally set up for that infrastructure, which is, by the way, the model of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center used. Roger Norman took this huge tract of empty land and put in all the infrastructure, and when companies came, they said, yeah, we'll build here because you've already got the water, the sewer, the fiber, etc.
Yes,
is this the same principle?
Exactly the same principle. And what the Chinese were also doing is they were creating jobs, and so they're creating a middle class. So as they were building all of the highways and railroads and cities and everything else, they were also creating a middle class. And they need to create their middle class to bring their economy up into a world-class economy. And that's happening today. They had some setback a few years back when they allowed the middle class to open trading accounts, stock trading accounts, without having any margin restrictions on it. So Chinese went out and bought stocks, and then when the collapse happened, then they didn't have any assets to cover the margin call. So that hurt the middle class, and I think that's held them back somewhat in the development that we're seeing today. You're starting to see today, we've seen uptick of about 1% in Chinese manufacturing plants in semiconductor for China consumption. And so that's usually about a 6-month leading indicator for what's going to happen to their GDP within the country. Some of that was China construction of chips for the U.S. market for Christmas, but backing that out, it looks like there is some start to recovery within China.
As you look to the future here, and again, this goes back to your engineering background, China and India have both said to the United States, when we talk about CO2, global warming, climate change, however you want to describe it, that we had our industrial age, now they're having their industrial age, but it seems to me, especially looking at China, that they are moving so fast that they're going to solve their own problems and perhaps we're going to end up learning from them. Is that how it strikes you?
Well, I don't view it quite that way. You know, the construction of coal-fired power plants in China and the CO2 emissions in China are huge and ever-growing. They could employ best available technology, and they choose not to because it's expensive. And so I think that if they really wanted to be responsible, they'd employ best available technology like we do in the United States, and they could grow their economy and solve the climate change problem at the same time.
Last quick question. We only got about 30 seconds, but I just want to ask you, how have the tariffs affected your company?
Yeah, they've hurt, but since we supply everyone, we've been able to negotiate an agreement between U.S. government and China to allow us some relief under the tariffs.
Okay, and so at this point,
We're building a manufacturing facility in China, and that seems to satisfy the Chinese that we're going to be a China-friendly company.
Gene Humphrey, what a pleasure to have you back on the program. Sure. So fascinating conversation. Really
Thanks,
appreciate
Sam.
It. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.